Hello again. This is Arizona Cal coming to you from the warm side of a Saguaro cactus. Out here where the sky is clear, there is no fear, with plenty of beer, and I'm on my rear on the outskirts of Tempe, Tucson, Mesa, and Points West. I'm sitting here with my old friend and sometimes uncooperative participant in constructive conversation, Zuni Bob. We've been engaged in a disengaged discussion about the aforementioned fear, our lack of it, and our anxiety concerning its absence. Me and Bob was remembering that someone once said that the only thing to fear is fear itself, and that's got us worried. We figured that if we wasn't afraid of anything in particular, we wasn't paying close enough attention. Sound kind of negative to you? Now, me and Bob don't usually worry about too much, sorry to say. Not that we don't ever worry. We worry about things like tanning conditions and beer supplies and the Arizona Cardinals during football season. But not anymore. We're going to try to worry more about things. And if we can't think of anything to worry about, we'll worry about that. I bet you're wondering what has happened to this pair of carefree idlers, me and Bob. Well, it started with our new acquaintance, Connecticut Sal. Bob seems to think he's from out of state, but I'm not sure. All I know is that he showed up one day. We was sitting on our portable reclining, folding nylon and aluminum lawn chairs, clutching cool ones, tanning, and planning our next move, which concerned the next cool one. I tilted my hat back and saw a lone figure traveling across the parking lot at the Barry Goldwater Memorial Roping and Wrestling Arena. As I watched, this person made his way to Healer Monster Lanes, went inside, and was soon ejected. Now, considering the activities over there, that was fairly surprising since just about anything goes. My curiosity was tweaked up a bit as I watched him dust himself off, turn around, and make a beeline toward me and Bob. He pulled up short of Bob and pulled out a long clipboard. He informed us that he wanted to sign in. I said, hell yes, why not, and what for? He told me it was for safety's sake. Well, for heaven's sake, who can argue with that? Not me and Bob. So we signed him in, or signed him on, and he commenced to go on and on about safety and fear of safety, or the lack of it. He pointed out all the unsafe conditions surrounding us, like the unsafe condition concerning our acquisition of cool ones. He pointed out that the cooler was too far away and either one of us could take a spill when reaching for a new cool one. Then, just like magic, he produced two safety harnesses and told us to put them on. We tried to oblige, but he didn't tell us how to put them on. Bob started flipping around, and I fell off my perch, and the next thing we knew, we was all tangled up, and we tipped the cooler over. Sal didn't seem to notice our predicament, as he informed us that we needed to get our own clipboards and sign in. He told us that we even needed to get a clipboard for Hiram the Racing Turtle, for when he goes to Conchita Chiquita's Cantina and Pizzeria for supplies. I told him that would be a waste of time, since Hiram was a turtle. And no turtle can write because they don't have fingers. They have turtle claws. And they can't grip a pencil. He told me that Hiram was going to have to get a grip. I told Sal he was going to have to get a grip. I knew then why they threw him out of Gila Monster Lanes. So Bob, in a rare fit of activity, tossed Sal down the dry wash next to the overturned cooler. And ever since, me and Bob have been worried about things. Mainly about whether Sal was going to come back. We're trying to get a grip. And maybe you need to get a grip. So hang in there and hold on to them. This is Arizona Cal coming to you from the warm side of a Saguaro cactus.